Shannon here. Hi, Shannon.
Hey, Chrissy.
So Shannon had a dream, which is an interesting, nice short dream. So we're going to use this dream as a sample of how you can interpret a dream. So why don't you tell me the dream, Shannon?
So it was called Learning to Drive a Bus. And so I was with a group of people and we were traveling somewhere, possibly the East Coast. And I was chosen from the group to get training so I could learn to drive the bus. I remember that my cousin Danielle was at a place we stopped at somewhere along our route, and she was surprised that I was learning, to drive a bus. I remember her looking at me going, huh, I didn't think that would be something you would do. And at some point we were getting shot at, so we needed to hide behind some furniture and other objects. And then I just remember that during that point of the dream, I was really calm. And I remember in the dream thinking, all this stuff is happening. I'm getting shot at. I'm trying to hide, but yet I have no fear and I actually feel peace.
Mm, that's important. So paying attention to how you feel while you're dreaming is very important. So for instance, Shannon felt calm while she's getting shot at in the dream. So that doesn't make sense. And if you woke up and you started to think about that and started to panic a little bit, like, oh my gosh, I'm getting shot at. Well, that means that something bad's going to happen to me. That means, and you start to get worried and you start to get anxious. That emotion comes in after you woke up, right? So when you're interpreting the dream, it's important to pay attention to how the dreamer felt, while you were sleeping, not necessarily how you felt about things after you woke up. So this is good. You said the date and the time. So
yes.
Tell our listeners how you record your dreams. What process do you use?
So I use the same process that Christy uses. So we use the same app, Evernote, and it's a really easy way to, I type out my dreams and then I keep them in a file, and I try very hard to remember the date and the time. And most of my dreams happen when I am waking up for the day. So it's really easy for me to have my phone by my bed, and then I grab it in the morning and I start typing, and my husband knows when
leave her alone. She's putting her dreams in.
Absolutely.
So you do it as soon as you wake up. Do you ever wake up during the night and have a dream and you need to capture it, or do you pretty much remember them in the morning pretty well?
I very rarely have something at like 2:30 in the morning that I'm waking up to type. I do try, basically it's like if it's before 4 o'clock in the morning, I probably don't care. I try to wait, and that is
tell me later, Lord.
No. Yes, exactly.
Okay. Cool.
But definitely, I mean, there have been times where it's like been 4:45, like 5 o'clock in the morning, and I am typing out my dreams. And
okay. So as a dreamer, then we're going to ask you to title the dream. So what title would you give this dream?
Learning to Drive a Bus.
Learning to Drive a Bus. So that's interesting. That's a good title. Mm-hmm. And then, so we're going to walk through the dream. So I'm going to tell the dream back to Shannon as we walk through. So you as you're listening can try to see this in your imagination, in your mind's eye as well. It's just helping you to use that gifting. It's not, and that skill of remembering things visually. And remember, this is the way God created your brain to function. So this is, we're just practicing to use something that God put in our brain originally to use it the way he created us to use this ability. So Shannon, you're on somewhere far away, and we are in Minnesota. So far away is the East Coast,
Yes, exactly.
So if you're on the East Coast, it's not far, but she's far enough away. So it's not terribly far. It's not like you're in a different country.
No,
but you are far away from home. And you are, with a group of people, and you are being asked to go ahead and learn to drive the bus. So you're selected out of this group of people to learn to drive the bus.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that feels really good to you. And your cousin Danielle, who's with you, is surprised. Like, that's interesting that you were picked to ride the bus.
So, because we had stopped somewhere along the way. And we're in this small town somewhere. And my cousin happens to be in the same small town.
Oh, so she isn't on. Okay.
She is not on the bus.
Okay.
With us, no.
And so she's there and you tell her about this. Does she get on the bus or she just is there?
No, she's just there.
And tell me about your cousin Danielle. So it's important when people like this show up in the dream. It could be that what her name means. It could be what she represents to Shannon. It could be a lot of different things. So describe your cousin Danielle, and why would God put her in this dream?
So she was one of my best friends growing up. She's a family member. We see each other. Good relationship.
Supportive, good relationship. Mm-hmm. She's for you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
And she's surprised that you are doing this, or she's happy for you, or?
It's just kind of like, you know, she saw me getting off the bus. She's like, what, kind of like, what are you doing? Kind of like, I mean, just that she's surprised and thinking,
and maybe a little impressed that you were doing this, driving this bus, not really?
I think impressed in a way that she's like, I never thought that you would do this, but wow, that's really cool.
Okay. So, that's mm-hmm. good. That's good. So anything else about the room? One thing we do want to ask about is the light and the color, and we'll teach on that later on, but Shannon, the light and the color, what was it, daytime, nighttime?
It was definitely during the daytime, and it was regular colors during the day. However, there was a shift in the color when we were being shot at. So everything was normal colors starting out. However, at that point in the dream where we were getting shot at, it kind of turned black and white.
Oh, that's interesting. That tells you a lot. And just in a nutshell, God is light. In him, there is no darkness. So pay attention to the light and color in your dream, because it will tell you how much you're getting of God's truth in your dream and how much spiritual interference you're getting in your dream when it's black and white. So that tells you something there.
Yes, it does.
So light and color, emotions, you felt fine. Even when you were getting shot at, you felt peaceful. And those are the kind of things you want to ask the dreamer, just so you get a feel. You know, again, don't get stuck in the details. Otherwise, you're going to be getting into your mind and trying to think through things instead of staying connected to hearing from the Lord as you interpret. And he's the one who knows what the dream means. He's the one that will help you. You need his help. So don't ever try to interpret a dream without his help. So we'll kind of reduce it to the simplest form. So what I think is this, basically, this dream's about Shannon. She's the focus of the dream. It's about her, because if you took Shannon out of the dream, there'd just be a bus, and there's this lady at the bus station named Danielle, but nothing about Shannon. So really, it is about her. She's key to the whole dream. And what was the title again?
Learning to Drive a Bus.
Learning to Drive a Bus. Okay, so basically she's learning to drive a bus. But so she is the focus of our dream. And the sub-focuses, which are the important things that are around her, are the bus, are Danielle, and are getting shot at. Those are important things that are happening in the dream. Now, that may seem awfully simplistic, but that's how you want to keep it, because it will keep you knowing what's important here. And so what I know, and as I tell her the dream, we can fill in details later as we know the gist of the dream, especially if I'm interpreting for somebody else. And if I know Shannon pretty well, so I'll tell her pretty much everything I am discerning about the dream, and even if it's good or bad or challenging. But when I'm interpreting for somebody that I don't know, I will follow the favor of how much I should tell them. So I will start by telling them, well, this is what I'm seeing. And if that resonates with them and they're interested in more and they ask me for more, then I can talk to them more and we can unpack the details a little bit at that point. But you do not want to get stuck in the details early on in the interpretation. And so the focus is Shannon. The sub-focuses are the bus, her cousin, and the getting shot at stuff. So the details are spread out into that. So what I would tell you the dream means is the Lord was talking. And when you had the dream is this June.
Yes, June 20th.
Okay, June 20th. So what the Lord's talking to her about is helping to lead some kind of a powerful ministry, something that drives people forward in things of the Spirit. So because when God gives you a dream, it's always about things of the Spirit. So we know that she's going to be driving people forward. She's learning to drive the bus. She's just not riding the bus. She's learning to drive the bus. And it's a little bit, the detail of it being on the East Coast, far away from home, is this is a little different than anything you've ever done before. It's not in your comfort zone, but it's good. Why do I know that a bus is a ministry? Because it's moving something that had people that would be on there. Many people would be on there. How big of a bus was it? And what kind of bus was it?
kind of like a big coach bus.
A big coach bus. So different than a school bus. It's a coach bus. Mm-hmm. So that tells you something, because a school bus would be more about learning. A coach bus is about taking people somewhere. Okay. Yeah. So you have to pay attention to what kind of vehicle it is. Do you remember a color of the vehicle?
I don't remember the color. I was inside the bus.
Okay. So she's learning to drive this great big bus. So she's learning to move in things of the spirit that will, and take people along with her. So take people somewhere in spiritual things. And if it was just for Shannon, she'd be riding a one person vehicle or a small car, and the Lord would be just moving her that direction. There's nothing wrong with that. But, and if it were a school bus, it would be more about teaching, but her bus is about moving people somewhere. Or her, so that's what her dream is about, is she's being taught to drive, so she'd be in charge of moving some people along and moving them somewhere. So that's a good, very good dream. What about your cousin Danielle? So she's very supportive, but she's surprised to see this. So sometimes when it's a good friend and a supportive loved one, we feel like it's the Lord, but the Lord would not be surprised that you're doing this.
No,
He's the one who's giving you the chance to do this. So the Lord's just letting you know, people are going to be supportive because He used her. We know it's supportive. So people are going to be supportive, but maybe a little surprised that you're the one doing this.
Yes, yeah. I think that would be true.
So the call. And along with this will come some spiritual warfare. That's where the dark part, the light kind of went away. The enemy is going to not like this about you and about what God's doing in your life. And there will come some attack of sorts, but you were fine and you weren't scared.
Yes.
So that is the main gist to take out of that, is she was peaceful while she was dreaming. So God's got her. The attack's coming, but God's got her and she's going to be okay. So not to get afraid. Mm-hmm. Is anything else you wonder about with the dream?
I don't think so. I think that was...
Yeah. So when I interpret for somebody, I like to ask them, so how does that discern, how does that resonate with you? Because I know that Shannon has the Spirit of God in her. If I'm telling her something that does not agree with what God is saying about her, her spirit will know. So,
how does that resonate with you? It does. I mean, yes, especially with, you know, everything that we've been doing together over the last several years.
And is there anything that doesn't set well, doesn't seem peaceful in that interpretation? Right. No. So you want to allow people to weigh and judge what you are saying to them, not just to believe everything you're saying, but you are giving them your best understanding of what God is saying to them. But they need to feel very empowered to take that to the Lord themselves. And so let's bless Shannon with this. So thank you, Lord, for what you're giving to Shannon, that she is moving in greater things for your kingdom and for your glory, and that you are training her up and you are going to allow her to take people places that will bring blessing and increase. So we declare protection and blessing over that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So thanks for joining us. We'll see you again soon.